I call the meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order on Friday, November 30th, 2018, at 8:00 a.m. in Joe Crowley Student Union, Rita Lake Senate Chambers on the third floor. We'll move into agenda item roll call.
Director Tarr.
Present.
Assistant Director Hickman.
Present.
Commissioner Fury.
Present.
Commissioner Fulmer.
Present.
Commissioner Keegan.
Present.
Commissioner Raquel.
Present.
Commissioner Stettman.
Present.
Commissioner Young.
Present.
The board is voting.
We'll move into agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item four, policies, procedures, and administrative actions. We'll move into action one. The commission will hear the following operations funding requests. We'll move into NERF, UNR.
Last year's darts, some walkie-talkies, and a chronograph. And those are all mandatory to keep our public flow at the moment.
Who reviewed this? Mr. Fjord.
Everything on there looks good and matches all the support documents and all of that. So, I move to approve NERF UNR's operations application in the amount of $795.96.
Your second. Seconded by Commissioner Stettman. Is there any discussion on the motion? Commissioner Fulmer.
The price on the walkie-talkies. So I just have a question for you guys. How long do you expect like the walkie-talkies to last your club?
At least a few years. We're trying to make them last, yeah.
I mean, they're walkie-talkies. It's not like it's a cell phone. They're going to break after like 3 years.
And it'll only be us two officers just to play games.
Probably last like 10 years.
Cool. So in that case, so we do have a cap on items that qualify as a capital item. So those would be any items that last more than 3 years and cost over $100. So we can fund you up to that $100. So you would just have to pay the difference of that $9.
Okay. Commissioner Raquel.
But it is a pack of 10, so I don't think it counts as a capital item because it's not one single item that costs $100.
Okay.
Yeah. They're good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Please see Assistant Director Green.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move into American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics. Hello. How are you? Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
My name is Barry Jones, President.
My name is Gabriel Meyer, Treasurer.
Awesome. And are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
Nope.
Can you tell us about your request?
So the request was for a drone starter kit. It's kind of a box that we're giving to our newer members to play around with to actually build their own FPV drone and get used to it before they build a big project.
Nice. Who reviewed this? Commissioner Fiore.
So I was looking at the supporting documents, and I just wanted to understand better, like, exactly what it is, because like you just said with the last club, depending on what the item is, if it does last more than 3 years, etc. So it's a kit, so it like contains different pieces.
Exactly.
Okay.
Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So it's a kit that involves different pieces. We could get all the items individually, like antennas, monitors, receiver stations, recording systems, the motors, camera systems, everything like that, but it would end up being a lot more expensive if we bought everything individually.
So, since it's sold as a kit, and its supporting documents is one item, And last more than how long would you say the kit would last?
Well, we're giving it to our new members that have never flown an FPV drone before, mm-hmm. so we're not expecting it to last more than a year.
Yeah.
We're expecting it to crash and break.
Yeah.
Okay, so you expect it less than a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, for Capital Ventures, 3 years lifespan, so if you'll expect it to last a year, then that like fits in with that parameter. So. Everything else on there looked good. That was one of the questions, like what exactly it was and how long it lasted, all that. So I move to approve the American Institute of Aeronomics and Astronomics for their operations application in the amount of $296.20.
Seconded by Commissioner Keegan. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Please see Assistant Director for the meeting. We'll move into Black Student Organization. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
Malavoy Meyer, Vice President.
Caitlin Williams, Treasurer.
Awesome. And are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Can you tell us about your request, please?
Our request is for t-shirts for our club for the semester, for the fall semester.
Okay. Who reviewed this? Commissioner Reitel.
So, on your supporting document, it shows two emails from two different places.
Yes.
Did you know which one you guys wanted to go with? Because the price on the spreadsheet shows the one from the wolf shop.
Yes, so we wanted to prove that we went through the wolf shop first. Textbook Brokers later emailed us back saying that we were approved to have the 251 deal. So we decided we would later go on to Textbook Brokers after we submitted the funding.
Okay. So I'm just going to change the price on that because on the spreadsheet it shows the $10 at the wolf shop. So.
Yes.
Commissioner Reitel.
So I move to change line items 1 through 5 to a unit price of $2.51 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then before you guys actually access the funds, we do have to see the design of the t-shirt. Do you have that on you by chance, or?
I can get an email because we have it on a couple of.
Okay, I'm just gonna put a stipulation on the application, so before you can actually like use the money, you're gonna have to prove like the whole design and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Commissioner Reitel.
I move to add a stipulation that Black Student Organization has to provide a design of their t-shirt with the required ASUN logo on it by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I have 125.
Okay.
I move to approve Black Student Organization for the operations app in the amount of $125.51.
Seconded by Commissioner Keegan. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Please see Assistant Director Green before you leave. We'll move into Musical Therapy Club. Hello.
Yo.
How are you? Good, that we're doing well, thank you. Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
Anthony Burchett, Treasurer.
Sean Wayne, Vice President.
And do we receive a proxy?
Yes.
Awesome. And are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials? Okay. Can you tell us about your request?
Sure. We put in a t-shirt request. It's around $1,300, and then we're hoping to get operations to cover part of it.
Who will do this? Commissioner Keegan.
So I reviewed this application. This pouring documents look good. The design is there. The HMA logo is there. And then it's screen printed, correct?
Sorry.
Is it a screen printed design? Okay. And are you gonna you're gonna be trying to go through the wool shop with this?
Through Custom Ink, I didn't know how to format the supporting document, sorry about that, but I put the Wolf Shop email in there showing that it was more expensive to go through them than Custom Ink.
Okay, perfect. And then, what's the cap for screen printer funding again?
$6.
Okay, so yeah, because the unit price is $932, we do have to change that to $6. Okay. So.
Commissioner Keegan.
I move to change line item 1, club t-shirts, unit price to a unit price of $6 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Other than that, though, everything looks good, so I move to approve.
Hold on. Give me 1 second. What's Assistant Director?
You can approve them up to $767.70. That's the amount of operations you guys have left.
I move to approve Musical Therapy Club's operations application in the amount of $863.94.
Seconded by Commissioner Usetnan. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstention, motion carries. Thank you. Please see Assistant Director Green before I leave.
Thank you.
We will move into Ping Pong Club.
I'm the president.
Awesome. And are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
Yeah.
Cool. Can you tell us about your request?
Yeah, so we had a funding request a couple weeks ago for some ping pong paddles. And then since the blades were projected to last more than just the tournament, we took off the blades that we didn't expect to break. And then we put those on a operations request. And then we also added ping pong balls, paddle cleaner, the cases as well. And then we needed to get like a flag or banner when we table for the club fairs and stuff. So we put that on there as well.
Awesome. Who reviewed this? Commissioner Reichel.
So the flag that you guys included in your application, is it a flag or a table banner?
Table banner. It's meant to go on a table. I'm not really sure what the difference is.
Yeah. So for table banners, we do have a policy that you do have to provide a design with the ASUN logo on it. Again, if it was a flag, you wouldn't have to, but since you are describing it as a table banner, you're going to have to put that on
there. Okay. So we were, it can be printed as both. We were printing it on satin cloth. The reason I said banner is because there was an issue with the grommets to actually turn it into a flag. So I don't know who emailed.
Okay.
Basically, the guy at one, we asked him like how much would it cost for the grommets, and he's like, I don't know, like 50 cents. But he couldn't give us like an actual quote, and then we went online and we couldn't find a quote for that. So I was just gonna either pay for it out of pocket or leave him out. I can put him in and we can turn it into a flag instead of using it as a banner. But that's the only reason I described it as
a
banner.
Okay. I'm just gonna put a stipulation on your application just in case.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. We have it's the same logo as on our t-shirts.
Cool.
We send you the logo, or do you want like a mock-up of the banner?
So yeah, a mock-up with the your logo as well as the Ace Win logo.
Okay, no problem.
But you'll actually give it to Central Station once you get like the credit card request and stuff like that. They're gonna ask you for it.
No problem.
So I moved to add a stipulation that Ping Pong Club provides a design of their table banner with the required Ace Win logo on it by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I just have to change the pricing so it matches like the sided cloth that you guys provided.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did it not match?
It did, but you guys kind of like combined it, so
okay.
We actually like the actual price.
Got it.
And then it was a count of two, so you guys are getting two table banners.
Yeah, just in case we lose one or one gets damaged, we don't like have to wait if something.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I move to change non-food item line 5 to an item named Tabling Flag Count 2, quantity 6, unit price $13.87 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to approve Ping Pong Club for the operations app in the amount of $492.22.
Seconded by Commissioner Keegan. Is there any discussion on the motion, Assistant Director?
Did you say 490?
Yeah, I retract my motion.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Commissioner McKill.
I move to approve Ping Pong Club for the operations app in the amount of $490.22.
Seconded by Commissioner Keegan. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, PC Assistant.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
So we've been trying to get t-shirts printed through the wool shop after our last funding hearing, and they said there's some issues with club logos being under review.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know how long that would take?
Like, to review the logo?
Yeah, to make sure it's not like copyright stuff from the university.
That I don't know.
Okay. Do you know who I'd ask about that?
This is Gregory Green.
Awesome.
That's
me.
Yeah. What organization are you?
UNA.
Perfect. We'll move into your application.
Essentially a local human rights panel discussion, and we're having food to kind of attract the people. And,
who reviewed this? Commissioner Reichel.
So I believe I emailed you as well as Katie and
yes.
Stuff like that.
Our president Katie had the quote for that. I emailed her. She was supposed to email you. She said that she did. I don't know if she did.
No, I didn't get anything.
Okay.
So because you guys do not have that, we will have to strike that from your application.
Okay.
So I move to strike line item number 2 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Move to approve United Nations Association for the Operations Act in the amount of $52.30.
Seconded by Commissioner Young. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions. Motion carries. Thank you. This is a what organization are you with?
Well, back then.
Awesome. We can move into your application.
There.
How are you? Awesome. Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
Akia Sands, the president. Kenny Fritz, treasurer.
Are either of you raised or elected or appointed?
No.
Can you tell us about your request?
It's our second end of semester party at Wild Island. Pretty much self-explanatory.
Who reviewed? Commissioner Settle.
I reviewed this. I was just wondering because on the supporting documents it said you paid for $175 for a deposit.
Yeah, so we paid out of our account $175 because we had to pay that much to hold the party. And then we were asking for the rest of the
pay. Okay, that's perfect. Yeah. And then there is a cap on pizza that is set at $10.
How much is that? Is that that's fine.
There's like the cheese is 14 and then the other ones are like 19 and stuff, so
okay,
we just have to change that down to 10.
Commissioner Seven.
I move to change line items 1 through 4 to the unit price of $10 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then
370.50.
I had a question about the tip. Is that okay? Because I added the tip. I didn't know if you guys did that or not.
Yeah, we can do it up to 20%. Cool. So I kind
of put it at 15.
I think it's below.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and then we wanted to know our funding, our operation funding balance, because it's our second request for this festival.
Okay. The first one was the
tailgate.
That's. Yeah, the one that was split up. Right? Between
yeah.
You and
mm-hmm.
Delta
yeah.
Sigma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll find that for you and I'll email you.
Okay,
thank you. Usually what the Central Sigma does is they update these spreadsheets, and that I'm looking at that spreadsheet and it's not.
Okay, no worries.
So it's not showing any transaction data. So I don't want to say a wrong number.
Thank you.
Yeah. Commissioner Seven.
I move to approve Wolfpack Events for their operations application amount $378.50.
$378.
Seconded by Commissioner Keegan. Is there any discussion on the motion? Commissioner Fulmer.
I'm going to have to change that amount because I already put down that deposit.
Wasn't it separate than all the.
Oh yeah, so take $175 out.
Does this number include the $175?
That's what it sounds like. I only put in a request for $227.
Okay.
So.
Cool. Perfect. So, you have to let this motion fail. Is there any further discussion on this motion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor say aye. Against?
Nay.
Abstentions? Motion fails.
Item name deposit quantity 1 unit price of -$175 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Mr. Fuller.
I move to approve Wolfpack Vets operations application in the amount of $203.50.
Seconded by Commissioner Stettman. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Congratulations.
Against? Jeffy, for you.
Is that advertising?
No, sorry. I'm waiting on my proxy skill.
No problem. Is there anyone else? We'll move into agenda item 5, reports of the director. Just a quick one. So renewal season is technically over, so all those parts will become inactive, but that doesn't mean the work stops there. Please continue reaching out to these organizations and so we can get them active. Along with that, I've just been conducting interviews. Assistant Director Hickman will be leaving, so hoping to get someone hired soon. Moving to agenda item 6, report of the Assistant Director.
Nothing really important. This is my last meeting. And next Wednesday at 7:30 is our intern meeting. And we're having like a little end of the semester party thing. So please be there if you can. It's in the president's conference room.
Cool. Moving to agenda item 7, report of the commissioners. Commissioner Fiore.
So I had a meeting with Jeff yesterday where we kind of went over what I heard in my council meetings and like potential projects that could come out of that. We ended up not, because a lot of the stuff that they had recommended was stuff that's already in motion by other people in the department. So we actually came up with a few different things. I'm going to have Ryan start going to every possible chapter meeting with all the FSL organizations just to show his face and introduce himself, just to encourage them to understand what ASUN can do for them. And then we're hoping to have some Senate members come to the Social Political Council meeting in January so they understand that Senate has the ability to make legislation and help them, you know, state and university-wide. So I'm going to have them hopefully come and just chat about, you know, what Senate does and the opportunities, because those are the kids we want to, you know, also be applying to work in Senate later and things like that. So I want them to be aware of the opportunities that it offers. So, yeah.
Commissioner Fulmer.
So my coalition meeting is officially on the 14th at 2 p.m. If y'all are interested in coming, it's going to be at the Graduate Student Lounge. Me and my intern are working on a few different things as far as like working on a project. But one of our biggest ones is we're going to start tackling the policy manual and kind of starting to suggest edits on those and find areas where it could be better. And that's pretty much it.
So I've just been emailing a couple of clubs that have reached out to me now that they got the inactive status. I'm just trying to get the ball over them again. Actually, I have a question about that.
Yeah.
Do they need to start the process all over again, or do they just go from where they...
No, they can continue from where they left off.
Okay, perfect. But other than that, that's just... That's my report.
Commissioner Rattel?
I have my first council meeting today at 11 in this room, so if you guys are free, you guys are more than welcome to come. I will be having Tri-Beta speak about their science fair for next semester to hopefully get more participation with the science and engineering club on campus. We're also starting to plan for spring club fair, so I will be meeting with Inkblot soon regarding posters, handbooks, and stuff like that. And this year we are also working with programming, which should be and it should be a great event. Yeah.
Yeah. So real quick, something I didn't talk about in my report, I forgot about on that note. So we'll be setting up a meeting with, I think it's two programmers, TJ and Dimitri, and then we'll be discussing how we want to set it up and things like that logistically, and then we'll go from there. It's going to be a really cool event. We're going to change it up a little bit this year, make it a little bit more fun, more interactive.
So once it gets closer to January, I'll probably have assignments for everyone to do something so we can get that going, because it is the first week of school. So I know we're all going to be on break, but please just look out for any details I send out about Three Club Fair. That's it.
Also, something I forgot to add in my report. Chief of Staff Dutcher emailed everyone preferences so for spring retreat. So if you have a preference, please fill that out. I hope all of you will be there. I understand it's vacation, but it's on the back. I think it's the weekend before school starts. So everyone is expected to be there. So if you can't, please let me know in advance and let him know. Commissioner Sett.
My sports council for the last of the semester will be December 7th in here, 11:45 and 12:45. And last sports council meeting, I kind of, because the renewal process is over, I told them I want to focus on really bringing to the table like issues or problems they're having or what they would like to change in like the club sports manual or anything like that. So that's what I'm going to be focusing on there, and then over winter break I'm going to kind of be doing that stuff. And then I also had an idea for maybe like a community service event we could do as an organization.
Yeah.
Since it's getting cold, like I was going to talk to Connor about it, but maybe we could do a blanket drive or something and then possibly go as like a group downtown where it's safe. And like hand out blankets.
Why don't you and Commissioner Keegan work on organizing that?
Yeah.
I think that'd be really cool.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Anything else? Thank you. Commissioner Young.
So the funding cheat sheet I sent all you guys, I had Inkblot print me a copy, and I'm going to look at that today. It's also going to go out to all of you online, so save it, spread it to your clubs and everything. There's one change I have to make before I print like 50 copies. It's just going to be back in front, like so it'll be two pages. Is that okay? Instead of, so it's going to be two pages back in front. It's a four-page document. That's fine. Okay. So I'll give it to all of you guys, and you guys can do what you want with it. For web campus pages, I emailed you guys about that. I'm meeting with Raul today to get that started. Do all of you guys want one for your coalition? My, like 100% of my coalition wanted it. So I just want to talk to Raul about that.
Assistant Director Green.
I'm pretty sure the web campus course is already made for all of your coalitions. Well, at least I'm the teacher. So.
They are, but I think, is it about getting them activated? Because you guys, the commissioners have to manage them. Like,
correct.
Constantly and add people. That's not Raul's job. So it's kind of an extra job for you guys if you guys want to do that for your coalition.
What does the web campus course entail?
It's a place for communication, discussion. Oh. Like, if someone's hosting an event, they can post on the web campus for as a discussion, like, hey, come out here and join me and stuff like that. Literally anything.
It's very similar to your web campus course you have for any class.
So that's happening today at 12. The newsletter, there's kind of a setback. I think I told you guys last week that I'm doing on-campus events for the newsletter, so I'll pull them off the funding hearings. All of the...
And use SAVs also.
Yeah. All of the events from last hearing are happening before February when the first one's going to come out. So what the first newsletter in February is going to be is just kind of an introduction to the newsletter, some announcement, introduction of the commissioners, something short like that. And then in March, we'll start looking through the applications and get those events going. So that's the newsletter. Maggie and I are working on the art fair. That's pretty much it. We're kind of getting all the clubs together, all of the art fair, all of the art clubs wanted to do it, so that should be fun. And then Wes, one thing, you're doing your thing in the Graduate Student Lounge. Arrive a little early and like make sure, are you doing a presentation?
Yes.
Make sure there's TVs in there, because I had to scramble at the last minute to get TVs in there, so hopefully they do that for you. Other than that, end of report.
Awesome. We have no minutes, so we're just moving to agenda item 9, remarks. Are there any remarks?
Katie, thank you for being a great assistant director.
Do you have a second?
I'm from Magic TCG Club. I'm just waiting for the other guy.
No problem. So maybe we'll recess for 5 minutes. Commissioner Palmer?
I move to recess until 8:47 by the end of September.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
So, actually,
wait. I call the meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order on Friday, November 30th, 2018, 8:47 a.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union Related Senate. I said 8:47 a.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union Related Senate Chambers on the third floor. We're moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Director Tarr.
Present.
Assistant Director Newman. Present. Commissioner
Fiore.
Present.
Present.
Commissioner Keegan.
Present.
Commissioner
McDowell. Present.
Commissioner Sutton.
Present.
Commissioner Young.
Present.
The quorum is present.
Moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, moving to agenda item 4, policies, procedures, and administrative actions. We'll move to action 1. The commission will hear the following operations funding requests. We'll move into Nevada advertising. Names and positions in the organization?
Alyssa Brenner, Treasurer. City Council, Vice President.
And are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Great. Can you tell us about your request?
So this is just our last meeting, so we're inviting students to come and give us any opinions they have about any guest speakers they want to see next semester or any topics they want discussed to help us like plan how next semester is going to go for club meetings.
Looks good. All students are invited?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Then everything looks good on the application. So I move to approve advertising clubs operations application in the amount of $56.
There's a second. Seconded by Commissioner Raquel. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you for seeing us. Assistant Director Green. We'll move into Magic TCG. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Can you get your names and positions in the organization?
Benjamin Clement, President. Travis Mayer, Member.
Do you receive a proxy? And are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Can you tell us about your request?
So we're requesting money to buy a couple of booster boxers to do a draft to encourage current members to stay around and new members to come in.
Commissioner,
question for you guys. How long do you expect these packs to last?
Only the one meeting.
The one meeting? So they're done after that meeting?
Yes.
Is that how it works? Okay. And then just to let you know, you can only hold 3 recruitment events per semester, but the semester's over, so you're fine.
Yeah.
Other than that.
More than 3 recruitment events.
It's 3.
It's for food.
For food?
You can't run more than 3.
Oh, I'm sorry. For food. This application looks fine, so I move to approve Magic TCG's operations application in the amount of $298.99.
Seconded by Commissioner Fulmer. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Please see Assistant Director Green before you.
Thank you.
Sure.
The one that's coming.
Who?
They said 9.
Which organization?
The one that's the 3rd.
They rescheduled.
Did they reschedule? Okay.
So we move into to agenda item 10, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Assistant Reverend Green.
So Taylor is coming into work today, and she's going to finish going through the master list to make clubs inactive who aren't fully recognized. She got through like 75% of the list so far, so just watch out. You'll be emailed if your clubs are becoming inactive. Just so you're aware, as long as they've originally submitted their renewal application at some point, and then they become inactive after that, they can jump back into adding things to become recognized. I just won't make them active. They have to go from inactive to fully recognized. Does that make sense?
And then, when will there be another gift pulse check before?
Before what?
Like they become inactive? Because I've had some organizations come to me and say that.
I did a gift pulse check the Monday that I got back.
Oh, okay.
So the clubs that, as of, if they weren't at 10 by the date that I gave them, then they're going to be inactive.
Okay.
If, after I do another gift pulse check, which probably won't be for another couple weeks, if they're good to go then they'll become recognized. Yeah, that's the only reason. But I will say that I haven't made any clubs inactive. Taylor skipped over the clubs who are only active or who are only missing membership.
Okay.
So if they were just missing membership, I didn't touch them.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. Cool. Is there any further public comment? I pass the gavel to Assistant Director.
I'm
Jack.
Moving to agenda item 11, adjournment. I'm seeking a motion to adjourn this meeting at 8:52 a.m. Commissioner Fulmer.
So moved.
Second. Commissioner Stedman. Any discussion? All right. I adjourn this meeting. No. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. I adjourn this meeting at 8:52 a.m.